Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to the second installment, the second chapter on good King Asa from 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you, but if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and the nation was destroyed, and nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage, and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time the spoil of which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel, he should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they sware unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So round two, with regard to Asa, is still a positive word, still a good word, except that there are some things that you know, sometimes when the historians of the Old Testament unfold the story, we don't get all the story in the first chapter. We don't get all the story in the second chapter. We have these other details that come along, don't we? So in this, what we learn is that while they had called upon the Lord with regard to the Ethiopians, and the Lord did grant them a victory, that they were not consistent in that. But what did the Lord do? He stirred up a prophet for them. And stirring up that prophet, Oded, he came into the courts of Asa. He went out to meet Asa, and he said, Hear me, Asa, with all Judah and Benjamin. And so he gave his prophecy, and that was summed up in these words, The Lord is with you if you're with him. All that come to the Lord will be received. You won't be turned away. If you Seek the Lord. You will find him. And he will give you rest. Because right now, do you think you have rest? Look around. You don't. There are troubles in the country. There are troubles in the city. There's troubles in the border. There's skirmishes and there's violence in the land. If you want that violence to cease, the answer is not sending out more police officers. The answer is not sending out more guns, more soldiers. The answer is turn to the Lord your God, and he will give you rest. He'll be with you if you'll be with him. No, we're not reading the newspaper. We're reading the Bible. And yet, there's applications to be made there. So then, be ye strong, therefore, verse 7. Let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And so what we note here in Asa's kingdom is vicissitudes, changes. There was a time when he was at rest, and he used that restful time, as we saw last hour, to build up and fortify the cities. Yet, it didn't seem to stop everything that was going on. Then the Ethiopians came against him, and he called upon the name of the Lord, and he went out with 580,000 against 1,000,000, and they won. The Lord gave them the victory. And yet now we come here, they've taken away much spoil, and what have they done with that spoil? Well, it doesn't seem evident that they made a good use of it. Now we still have trouble in the land. There was no peace to him that went out, none to him that came in. Great vexation upon all the inhabitants of the countries. The nation was destroyed of nation, city of city. God did vex them in adversity. However, the prophet tells them, be strong, therefore, let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. What work? Your work of reformation. And so what does Asa set out to do upon the words of Oded the prophet? Notice verse 8. He put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah. He renewed the altar that was before the porch of the Lord. He gathered Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon. They fell out to him of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. This is the thing that folks don't understand, is that there's always a remnant out there that is ready to join in with godliness, but they don't see it. They think it'll be unpopular if they follow the Lord. But notice how popular it was. Here they come from all over ancient Israel and Judah. They come, they forsake that kingdom of Jeroboam up there because of the golden calves. They come south and they begin to worship with Asa and his people before the Lord at the renewed altar. And the Lord brings peace and success because of it. So they gathered themselves together in Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. Well, the only regret here is that it took 15 years to get to this point. This just speaks to our own blindness, often our own hardness, that we don't see these things that are right before our eyes. And yet, here they are, offering offerings of that spoil which they had brought. The spoil, stuff that was spoken at the end of chapter 14. And so they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Notice for Asa also that this was not just a public face that he put forward. It was a familial face as well, because he removed his own mother from being queen because she had built an idol in a grove. And so we have then this reformation at the end of chapter 15, and this is why we call him Good King Asa. Like his sons that will follow him, he covenanted with the Lord on behalf of his nation and drew many that were with him into that covenant that they might be the Lord's people. And any that were not the Lord's people were put to death. And I would imagine, although it doesn't say so here, we see it elsewhere, that they were given opportunity to leave. You want to go worship another god? Go where that god is worshipped, not here. This doesn't belong in the nation of Israel. We are covenanted to be his. Of course, this is what it means when we covenant with God. It means that we are his and he is our God. So, concerning Maaca, the mother of Asa, the king. He removed her from being queen because she made an idol in a grove. He cut down her idol, he stamped it, and he burnt it at the brook Kidron. I'm convinced that with all of the reformations that we had in Israel, that the Lord every now and then had to bring a pretty decent rain to wash all that stuff out of the brook Kidron. Over and over again did they fill the brook Kidron with the remnants and the relics of their idols. Yet we rejoice, don't we? We rejoice that there were such reformations and turnings unto the Lord. Then the chapter ends with him bringing into the house of the Lord the things which he and his father had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And then note verse 19. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa, until the 35th year. 20 years his kingdom enjoyed peace. Brothers and sisters, this is a good thing in the Lord's eyes. I know we have a tendency, in our day especially, to romanticize war and conflict. And not only do we romanticize it, we make an illicit use of it. Notice here the opposite. The sign of the Lord's blessing is not conquering in battle, although that can be, especially if it's a just war. But the sign of the Lord's blessings was that they didn't have any wars at all. But they were able to stay home and take care of business. Because let's make sure that we understand this. Although our leaders will tell you something different, if we're spending our resources in going to war, we're not staying home and taking care of business. There's a lot that's left undone. No nation is able to do everything. It's the blessing of God to give us peace, that we might indeed order our affairs rightly before him. With that,